Well, good morning and welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. This is Rod Carr here, and on this autumn day that's quite crisp and clean, but we're going to have a nice day. Maximum 20 today, partly cloudy, and tomorrow the same, maximum 20 and sunny. Well, I've got a lot for you today. Christian music for praise and worship of God. We've got our prayer psalm coming up, Psalm 138. We've got our Christian news bulletin in a few minutes' time. And our story today is the story of Oswald Barnett. Well, who was he? Well, I'll give you a clue. He was a Melbourne man, and, well, that's all I'll say, but that's coming up later in the program. We'll start with Praise to the Lord the Almighty from the album America's 25 Favourite Hymns. Shu Qin Yu, Australian singer, and she was singing with the Queensland Orchestra, and that was Alleluia from Mozart. We now have an old hymn, How Can I Keep From Singing, from James Loynes.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night he giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that refuge clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? I lift mine eyes, the cloud grows thin, I see the blue above it. And day by day this pathway smooths, since first I learned to love it. The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am His. How can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing? How can I sing? I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing?
Now our prayer psalm today is Hugh Elphinstone reading Psalm 138. Praise the Lord with all your heart.
With all my heart, I praise you, Lord. In the presence of angels, I sing your praises. I worship at your holy temple and praise you for your love and your faithfulness. You were true to your word and made yourself more famous than ever before. When I asked for your help, you answered my prayer and gave me courage. All kings on this earth have heard your promises, Lord, and they will praise you. You are so famous that they will sing about the things you have done. Though you are above us all, you care for humble people, and you keep a close watch on everyone who is proud. I am surrounded by trouble, but you protect me against my angry enemies. With your own powerful arm, you keep me safe. You, Lord, will always treat me with kindness. Your love never fails. You have made us what we are. Don't give up on us now.
We now have the top song in the USA, according to Billboard, the top Christian song. And the song is What a Beautiful Name, and it's from Australia. It's from Hillsong Worship up in Sydney. What a Beautiful Name from Hillsong Worship.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed
Thank you.
wonder is to stand in awe. A moment in your presence is more than wonderful. If glory's like a thousand suns, and gazing on your shadow is more than glorious.
From New Life Worship, that was Who Compares, and didn't they do a great job of that song? We now have Kingston City Church in Melbourne singing You Are Holy.
You are holy.
Despite earlier news reports to the contrary, The Guardian reports that Jakarta's Christian former governor, known as Ahok, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after a trial that was widely seen as a measure of religious pluralism in Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority country. Earlier this month, US Vice President Mike Pence told persecuted Christians around the world that "we stand by you." Pence spoke at day two of the first ever World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians, where more than 600 persecuted Christians advocates and church leaders were in attendance. As reported in Eternity magazine, 3 in 4 Aussies say that they are turned off investigating religion when they hear celebrities or public figures talk about their Christian faith. Stories of miraculous healing are also significant turnoffs. The results are part of the new Faith and Belief in Australia report, but sounding a note of hope, the greatest attraction to investigating spirituality and religion is seeing people live out a genuine faith.
Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
I had the joy of going to listen to Les Miserables last night, put on by Clock in the National Theatre in St Kilda. It was a great production and, wow, top-notch singers, top production and great interpretation of Les Miserables. I can really recommend it. The last few weeks we've been featuring Reba McEntire with the song Back to God. It's a great song. So let's have it again. The world needs to get back to God.
Well, have you looked around? Have you heard the sound of mama's crying? The innocent dying in these darkest days. Are you not afraid that it's too late? You gotta get down. We gotta give this world back to God. Have you lost a love? Do you feel like giving up? Has your heart been broken? Are your kids okay? Will they come home safe? Do you lie there home? We'll be right back.
give this world back to God. Oh, give it back.
Your house.
That was Don Moen, worshipping God, going to church on Sunday and just worshipping and getting all the spiritual blessing available to him. Don Moen. Coming up very soon, we've got the story of Oswald Barnett. But right now we have two songs. Worshipping Church's I Will Praise You All My Life and Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness from the album Songs of the Promise Keepers.
Go up, you know the blessings come down. There is nothing like the joy that worship brings.
Give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord. Holy hands without wrath or doubting, singing praises to the King of Kings.
When the praises go up, you'll know the blessings come down. There is nothing like the joy that worship brings.
Give unto the Lord all ye mighty.
All ye mighty.
Thank you. Endures forever, never changing, never ceasing. He is faithful in the truth and the power of his word. He is faithful in his workings, and in him we have perfect security.
Christian who made a difference this week is Oswald Barnett. He was a devout Methodist Christian whose religion made him a man of action, doing good for the society he lived in. Appalled by the conditions in the slums of Melbourne in the early 1900s, he established the Methodist Babies Home to provide care for children born in the slums, and he worked to provide affordable, subsidised housing for slum dwellers. He was a humanitarian, idealist and enthusiast, an astute organiser and advocate of his views. He influenced the lives of many people for their good. Born on 28th of September 1883 in Brunswick, Melbourne, Australia, Barnett was the son of working-class parents. He attended Sunday school at Brunswick Methodist Church. Christianity was booming and 800 regularly attended the church. Some had to be turned away due to shortage of space. The average Sunday school attendance was 550. He attended the Albert Street State School until 1898, when he joined the Education Department, initially as monitor and eventually as student teacher. He resigned in 1902 to become a clerk in the civil service. On 6th of January 1909, he married Elizabeth Hyatt, with whom he was to have four daughters and a son. He returned to study and in 1928 graduated with a Bachelor of Commerce from Melbourne University. In 1931 he completed a master's degree with a thesis on the economics of the slums of Melbourne. He was now qualified as a public accountant and established his own practice.
Barnett was an active Methodist Christian with a Christian attitude and value of helping others. In 1923, at age 40, he visited an inner-city slum. This shocked him greatly, and concerned for the welfare of the children in particular, he enlisted the aid of other young Methodists to take action. They organised a campaign which led to the establishment of the Methodist Babies Home in South Yarra in 1929. In 1934, he formed a study group of about 40 members, comprising prominent people, architects, and representatives of other churches and charitable institutions, including Father Tucker from the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence. The group held weekly meetings to receive and discuss housing and housing reform. His group soon widened its activities to form the nucleus of the slum abolition movement of the early 1930s. In his public campaign, Barnett used a combination of scientifically gathered data and emotional presentations. He wrote newspaper articles, made public addresses, and handed out pamphlets. Due to his activities, the Premier of Victoria appointed a Housing Investigation and Slum Abolition Board. Barnett was a member of this board. The board recommended establishing a housing scheme run by a commission of experts. So the Housing Commission of Victoria was set up in 1938, and Barnett was vice chairman for 10 years. He opposed multi-storey flats for public housing. In 1952, his was virtually a lone voice attacking proposals for this type of housing. He used a church event, the Pleasant Sunday Afternoon at Wesley Church, as his speech platform. For a generation, he served the Victoria-Tasmania Methodist Conference as a leader of Bible classes, as a lay preacher of distinction, and as a member of many welfare committees. He also published several collections of poetry and articles on Christian theological subjects. In 1962, aged 79, Barnett retired from his accountancy firm. He died at Box Hill on 3rd of May 1972. An annual oration is now delivered each year in Melbourne in his honour, usually about housing issues and housing policy. Oswald Barnett was a visionary who, through his ideas and actions, made a big difference to housing for the poor of Victoria. Christians made a difference.
In the beauty of holiness, we see you, Son of Righteousness. So we bring all that we possess to lay at your feet. In the place where your glory shines, Jesus, lover of all mankind, you have drawn us with love and light. Make us complete. So I pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. Is there a tribute that I can bring? Was there ever a song to sing that could ever express my King, the work that you've done? Could I ever conceive of this, all the depths and the heights and breadth of the riches I now possess, because of your love? So I'll pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I wish I could love you more, my God and my King. So I pause at your gates once
Is there tribute that I could bring? Was there ever a song to sing that could ever express my king? The work that you've done, could I ever conceive of this? All the depths and the heights and breadth of the riches I now possess. Because of your love, so I'll pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I'll wish I could love you more, my God and my King. So I'll pause at your gates once more, as my heart and my spirit soar, and I'll wish I could love you more, my God and my King.
That was Robin Mark. Yeah, give him a clap. In the Beauty of Holiness from Robin Mark of Ireland, and what a great song that is. The story, Christian, You've Made a Difference, the life story we'll do next week is Isaac Newton. And Isaac Newton was the greatest scientist that's ever lived. So do tune next week to hear the Christian Who Made a Difference, Isaac Newton. Well, Songs of Hope is on the web. Our web address is songsofhope883.com, and up there you'll find recordings of different segments of the program. There's the Christian News Bulletin each week. There's music posts of various kinds, hymns, gospel music, contemporary Christian music, chants. There's Words for Life sermons from our... And we've got the stories of Christians who've made a difference. We've got prayers, prayer psalms. It's all there for your enjoyment and spiritual enrichment. So do come and listen to all that. Bruce Mitchell's in the studio getting the basketball program ready. He has great interviews and news about the Siebel and all the basketball. And he'll be on in just a few seconds' time. So this is Rod Carr signing off from Songs of Hope for another week. I'll be back again next week. And I'll say... bye for now.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.